Good morning. You're listening to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Keith Rutger, and on this Thursday morning, we are joined by our ever-favorite guest, J.D. Ragland from Randall County Extension. J.D., how are you this morning?
Doing great, Keith. Good to be with you again this week, and good to be able to share information to our listeners out there from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And visit a little bit about agriculture and the agricultural situation throughout the Panhandle region.
Absolutely. Always happy to have you on here. I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed Tuesday morning because I woke up and I saw, you know, this dark, overcast day. And I thought to myself, today's the day. It's finally going to rain. We didn't get anything naturally. That's just what we come to expect around the Panhandle, isn't it?
Oh, I know it, Keith. It just seems like every time when we get, the weather situation looking like there's no way we can miss some good rainfall for whatever reason, it just seems like the hydrant continues to stay closed. I know it's not that way everywhere, and as I say that, me and my wife went up to see her family up in Kansas. Up in northern Kansas over Easter weekend this past weekend. And Keith, I got out Friday morning. We left on Thursday, and we got out. Her dad lives in Mound City, Kansas, which is 60 miles northeast of Kansas City, right on the Missouri line. And early Friday morning, it thundered, it lightning. I jumped outside and just kind of held my arms open and just let the rainfall fall upon me. So I do know it does rain. It's just unfortunate that it's not raining in the Panhandle at the present time. But we're hoping that that'll change soon, and we're optimistic that we're going to get some good rainfall, hopefully to benefit all agriculture here on the High Plains.
Absolutely. Well, I imagine we'll get some rainfall soon. I know that that is one of the biggest problems that our producers are facing these days, both crop and animal producers. What are some of the other concerns that our producers may be having in this area?
Yeah, well, as we look at it right now, you know, our producers out there have got multiple issues facing them right now, and it doesn't really matter if you're a crop producer or a cattle, cow-calf, or even a feedlot owner or operator or a cattle feeder, doesn't matter what you're involved in. Right now, there's a lot of issues that are currently being faced that many of us haven't ever had to deal with before. Let's take, for instance, our crop producers out there. I mean, undoubtedly, the drought situation is something that's really taking a hold on our crop producers right now. We're at the time of the year where many of our producers are beginning to put corn in the ground. We're planting corn as we speak, and basically there's just no moisture out there. Most of our corn producers have some form of irrigation that they can apply, and certainly most of those have already applied a pre-water or irrigation application to their fields. And as soon as that pre-watering is completed, then planting gets underway. And then if we don't get rainfall, we'll have to continue with watering, whether it be through a center pivot or a drip situation. Whatever irrigation application method you have, we're going to have to continue that, particularly on our corn. It's a little bit early right now to start thinking about cotton or sorghum planting, but that's just around the corner. Generally speaking, we'll start planting cotton around May 10th, which is not too far away, and we'll be able to get some of that in the ground and hopefully we'll receive some rainfall between now and then, because with our cotton and our sorghum, particularly for strictly dry land situations, there'll be no way producers can even think about planting seed in dry land situation unless we get some helpful, beneficial rainfall prior to planting. Because in dry land situations, that cotton seed or that sorghum seed is just simply not going to come up because there's no moisture readily available to get that crop up and going. But as I said, hopefully we'll receive some rainfall, before our cotton and sorghum planting gets underway. It, on the reverse side also, Keith, if you're in the cattle business in the Texas panhandle, whether that be a cow-calf operator or a feed yard owner or manager or even a cattle feeder, you're also being faced with a lot of critical issues as we speak right now. First and foremost, if you're a cow-calf producer or a stock or cattle producer, we've got wildfires that we've got to contend with. And those are a major concern because of the fact it's dry out there and we've got a lot of these high winds. And once fire gets ignited, in a dry grass, native grass pasture situation, it's just like throwing a flame on the fire, added flame on the fire. It gets started, and it's just awful difficult to control, as we've seen the past couple of previous months with some of these wildfire outbreaks. So they've got that to contend with. Many of our cow-calf producers have limited feed that's available. So we've got supplemental feeding going on, and or in some situations, cow-calf producers have been forced to sell their calves, and in some cases, cows. So they're beginning to sell their cattle because feed costs are high, and it's forcing them with the drought situation to move those cattle to sale. So we're having a lot of that going on. And then I already mentioned our feed cost is high as well. Whether you're in a feed yard setting or you're supplemental feeding right now as a cow-calf or stocker cattle operator, we're looking at the escalated cost of feed cost right now, which is another, input increase that we haven't seen before. And so we've got that to contend with as well. All of this that we've mentioned on both the crop side and the cattle side has a lot to do with our current drought situation. So if we can get some help from Mother Nature, and I'm optimistic that we will soon, that'll start giving us some relief. On a bright note, most of our crop commodity prices are up in terms of price. That's a bright note, as well as our cattle prices. So we're looking at our commodity sides being real attractive in terms of price. But we just need some help on the production side of things to make it a lot sweeter package.
Well, and all that is very good information. It is unfortunate, like you said, everything is depending on the rain at this point, which we're just not getting any of. And it's a good thing to hear that there are some bright sides out of that. One thing I wanted to ask you is I know we've been having a lot of shipping issues toward the end of the pandemic and going into even this year's harvest and growing season. What kind of shipping issues are we still facing at this point with our producers?
Yeah, I failed to mention that earlier, and I'm glad you brought it up. But yes, issue that our producers are being faced with that they're struggling with right now is just product availability. You take from a crop production standpoint, a lot of our chemicals, particularly herbicides, pre-herbicides that our producers have traditionally put out prior to planting, have been difficult to obtain and or are very limited in supply. So you take that side of the coin. On the reverse side of that, from the cattle standpoint, you're looking at trucking issues, not only with the increase fuel price, but also trucking, hauling costs have escalated, and that has caused some issues. Trucking availability has also caused some issues on that side of it as well. So again, like you said, most of this sort of issues, supply-wise, shipping-wise, trucking-wise, you know, kind of leads back to some of the ramifications that we are still experiencing from the pandemic, and we hope those things will level out as we move forward. Supplies will get more plentiful, and we'll be able to continue with a lot of the things that we're accustomed to in terms of moving agricultural products, whether it be from the crop-related side or the cattle side.
Well, and obviously, we can't make rain. You know, we have to be at the hands of Mother Nature for the rain. But shipping and having trucks available is something that's more in our control. How long do you think we'll be waiting for these things to even out? And when can you predict a possibility of that easing up on our producers?
Yeah, real good question, Keith. And actually, it's a very loaded question. And I don't know that, you know, I can probably give you an exact timeline on when those things are going to be a little more readily available for us. I do think it's going to take some time for us to recover and produce more quantities of supplies that are needed. I'm still saying it's going to be another, you know, 4 to 6 months before we'll start seeing some things become more readily available, more plentiful, more supplies on hand that are needed in our agricultural world. I just think it's going to take that long. We're in hopes that within the next 6 months or so, we could see those supplies and things, you know, be more readily available for our producers. But again, we just don't know. And I guess we need a crystal ball to be able to answer that question. But I do think currently, right now, as we speak, we are seeing some of those things progress. And I think as we move forward, we'll continue to see more progression in that area. And hopefully within the next 4 to 6 months, you know, things won't be quite as tight in terms of supplies and things that are needed in the agricultural world as they are currently.
Well, and that's a good thing because no one expects this thing to go away overnight. I guess we will have to get a fortune teller on the KGNC AM payrolls. Maybe she can help us out, figure out all the answers for us. But JD, always happy to hear your insight and always happy to talk with you. If anyone else wanted to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing it?
Yeah, Keith, you bet. Feel free to give us a call at our Texas A&M AgriLife Extension office in Randall County. That phone number is 806-468-5543. Or they can reach us on our website or through our website at randall.agrilife.org. Or they can simply drop by our extension office and see us in person. We're located at 200 North Brown Road in Canyon. We're just about a mile west of the last red light as you're headed west out of Canyon towards Hereford. We're located right there on Highway 60 on the south side of the highway.
Awesome. Glad to hear it, JD. Give JD a call or just go out and visit him. He loves having company over there. So thank you again, once again, JD, for joining us this morning.
You bet, Keith. Always a pleasure, and just want to encourage our listeners and everyone out there to continue to pray for rain as it's desperately needed everywhere in the Panhandle, particularly from an agricultural standpoint. Thanks for having me on, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll catch you then. Meanwhile, that was J.D. Ragland from Randall County Extension. I'm Keith Rutger, and this has been the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. We will catch you tomorrow.